Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
Today is Tuesday, June 18th, 2024, and I am interviewing my dad, Gary Crawford. Please state your full name.
Gary Ray Crawford.
And who were your parents?
Carl Adam Crawford and Gertrude Eugene Moore Crawford.
And where were you born?
Columbus, Kansas, November the 8th, 1943.
And did you have any siblings?
No.
And who were your grandparents?
Paternal grandparents was Adam D. Crawford and Isabel Rose Beckham Crawford. Other grandparents was Frank Moore and Louise Moore.
What was your childhood like?
I was born during World War II and grew up in the 50s as an only child to older parents in a quiet little rural town in southeastern Kansas. 50% of my friends were sons and daughters of farming families. In general, my childhood was very structured, but it was caring, loving, and a fulfilling upbringing with somewhat limited guidance.
What childhood memory comes to mind as a happy moment or sad moment?
Happy moments are mostly in high school and when I started playing baseball competitively and I became old enough to build and drive custom cars. Sad moments came when both of my grandmothers passed away.
Were you close to your grandmothers?
No, weekend trips periodically, but not really close.
Mm-hmm. You've mentioned your childhood a little bit. What your parents were like, stories or memories that stand out?
My parents had quite different personalities. My father was a very quiet, passive man, while my mother was very anxious and nervous. But both were very caring and loving to me, and memories kind of limited to the Sunday drives we'd take to Joplin and Carthage to visit the relatives, cousins, nephews.
How many times in your life did you move, and to and where from?
I lived in the same house in Columbus my entire school period. Lived there until I moved to Pittsburgh, where I started attending college at Kansas State of Pittsburgh. After that, upon graduation, I moved to Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay. Where did you go to school?
School K through 12 was in the Cherokee County, Columbus, Kansas school system. And then at Pittsburgh was the K-State College, and majoring in architectural engineering design.
What was your favorite thing about school?
K through 12 was more just of a social interest than about learning. Thus, why I was probably a solid C student. I guess when I finally went to K-State, the light bulb came on and I became very interested in things, one of which became the design applications. Least favorite things of school throughout was the need to study on basic classes, general language, history, etc.
Gotcha. What did you do during summer months when school was not in session?
During high school, I worked at JCPenney's, and I actually worked at JCPenney's the whole year after school, both in my junior and senior year. Then in the summer times at college, I worked on construction programs where an industrial chemical plant was being built one year, and then the rest of the time on KDOT on doing road repair maintenance.
What hobbies have you enjoyed throughout your life?
You know, I'm really not much of a hobbyist, but I have enjoyed camping and boating and golfing and traveling.
Okay. You've talked about the jobs that you held in your youth. What other jobs have you held throughout your life?
I've had a lot of positions beyond high school, primarily my professional career. Started out as a draftsman. Then a designer, then to project manager, program manager, department manager, became director of marketing, a vice president, a president, a chief executive officer, and chairman of the board.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit more about your job. When growing up, you spent your time, most of your time at Burns & Mac for about 25 years? Burns & McDonald?
Burns & McDonald, an engineering firm in Kansas City. And I spent, 25 years there, and that's where I started my engineering career and did that right up until the time I left, and I was their director of international marketing.
Okay. And then, let's see, you went to DMJM.
After that, I went to join a firm in Los Angeles-based. They were a large international architectural engineering firm, and I was their senior vice president of aviation programs and did that for two or three years, actually a little bit longer, and got involved with the Denver airport, but then moved back to Kansas City and started Argus Consulting with three other guys, and that I spent another 20 years there with Argus until retirement.
Who were those three guys?
Steve Wogg, John Currier, and Mark Benson. Mark and John were from the Atlanta area, so we had kind of a strange arrangement for a new company. We had an Atlanta office and a Kansas City office where Steve and I resided.
And at what point did Argus move from Blue Springs to Overland Park?
That would have been in the year 2008. We moved two or three times in Blue Springs, finally get to the point where we had more people and we could find space and move to the College Boulevard area of Overland Park.
And that's where it is today.
That is correct, yeah.
Under the guidance of
Kent? Kent Brady Hoff was became my heir apparent many years before I turned that over to him. I just knew he was the young man to lead Argus after me, and he is there now and still doing a fine job.
And so was grandson Shane.
And grandson Shane started there as an intern right out of high school, which is quite unusual, and carried that through college, and then joined the firm full time and is in a very nice and responsible position at this point.
Very good. And you've always loved to work.
I have. That's my hobby.
Yes, you know, that's I agree. I understand that.
Yep.
Yes, the apple doesn't fall far. Have you been married?
I have been married. 1965, I met Juanita Rios, Jenny, if you will, and she was a nurse. She was in nurse's training at St. Mary's Hospital at the time. We met, and actually we met in 64, and then in 65 we married September 18th, and still married now, 58 years.
Mm-hmm. And you met at a... social gathering?
It was a party. At that time, I lived in a house in Kansas City with three other guys. And one guy came in one night and says, "Hey, I met some girls, and we're going to have a party Friday night, and you got to be sure and you come." So all the nurses showed up, and we had plenty of guys there, and we had a great time.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you have any children?
I do. We have three lovely daughters, Andrea Beth Bush, and then Linda Ray Burns, and Michaela Ann Baker.
Okay. Tell us about your favorite trip or vacation.
Well, that's a hard one. I mean, I've through my work, I've traveled the world. So, you know, I've had the benefit of just being to hundreds of really nice countries and cities. And, you know, some are better than others, but I've really enjoyed all of them. I think, you know, since I've retired, we've traveled a lot. We've taken a lot of cruises and individual land trips. So it's all good. But, you know, we continue to like to go to, if we were to make another trip, go back to Italy. That's always a neat place, but we are also enjoying now more time in Colorado and Arizona during the winter.
Okay. Have you had any major unexpected life issues?
A couple, you know, medical, if you will. They were certainly unexpected, but, you know, I dealt with them in a very matter-of-fact way and got the necessary treatment, so that didn't put a stop to anything. It just kind of put a pause in a few things, but everything is fine.
And away from medical, some obstacles that you've had when you were in the, not Air Force, but the National Guard.
In the Air Guard. Yeah, two things there and obstacles, I guess. One was not an obstacle, but one traumatic point in my life, if you will, or hard part, was it was in the 70s, and, you know, we were just growing the family, and things were doing fine. My father passed away. I, being the only child, everything fell to my hands to take care of my mother, who needed a lot of care. She had some medical issues, some stability issues, and so I had to deal with that. Not a distraction, but something that I had to deal with. And that was, you know, that was one. The other thing, which was unexpected, was my Air Guard unit got activated in 1968 for the Vietnam program, and so my professional track stopped, and I went down the military track. We moved our unit to Fort Carson, Colorado, and that's where I spent my next year and a half for the military.
Okay. What's been your favorite decade of life?
Decade. The era of 1970s, 1980s, I think. You know, we were a lot of things going on. Both Jenny and I were into our profession. She was a very good nurse, and you know, contributed to that. My career was starting to go places as well, up the ladder, so to speak. But we were raising kids, building houses, traveling, and so all that was probably the highlight era.
Mm-hmm. And you would have been in your 30s?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. What do you feel like you've done well in your life?
Well, I put it on a really personal level. I've raised three great daughters and been able to oversee the tutelage of six great grandchildren.
What advice would you give to a 25-year-old?
Be polite. Be tuned in. Study hard and have a reasonable, rational plan for life.
And how do you want to be remembered?
As a good husband, father, grandfather, friend and neighbor.
And I, excuse me, and I would agree with all of those things.
Mm-hmm. But you're biased.
That's true. Some things that I remember growing up, living in the Carney house and you teaching us to drive, took a lot of patience.
That's back when I had hair.
Just being very fair. You were a very fair dad. You know, you had expectations of us. We just didn't want to disappoint. it was good growing up, under your guidance.
Good. Well, I'm glad you feel that way, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to share?
No, I don't think so. That pretty well encapsulates it. You know, this is an interesting process to make this information available for
right.
future people digging in the lineage of their families. I started that maybe about a year ago to try to track my family name back through it, and you know, some of it, it is really hard to dig up and then validate it, even more importantly, the dates and the paths and all of that. So, you know, I hope that what you're doing right now with this will help those in the future make it a little clearer and easier to get there.
Right. What prompted this interview was my trip to the Genealogy Center a couple weeks ago. And I know that you made that trip over there last summer. When you were there, did you have someone guide you through the process of looking things up?
I did.
Where things were?
I did. I went in with a diagram of the family tree. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was able to fill in some blanks through the genealogical search programs, Find a Grave and others. But I was trying to really drill back, you know, into the late 1800s and beyond. Mm-hmm. With names and dates. And so, yes, two ladies got me set up at a table and warmed up the computer, and they were able to work with me and show me some of the better programs they have to search things out on. And it makes it a whole lot easier, because I feel like the information that I got out of there had probably already been vetted and was mm-hmm, sound mm-hmm,
right.
as compared to just
hearsay
or something you'd find with respect to a burial site.
Right. Did you leave your family tree that you've come up with, your research with them? Do they have any of it yet?
They do not, and I'm still working on that. I'm close on one side of the family and have a little more work to go, but I certainly would be willing to share that with them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, very good. This concludes my interview with my dad, Gary Crawford. Again, this is Andrea Bush, Tuesday, June 18th, 2024.
Very good.